Welcome. This is the Sales IQ Podcast. My name is Luigi Prestoninzi, and I'm on a mission to help salespeople be the best sales professionals they can be. Each week, we'll bring you a different message from thought leaders from around the globe so we can help you master the art of selling.
I once cried because I had no shoes to play football with my friends. But one day, I saw a man with no feet, and I realized how rich I am. And that is a quote by Zinedine Zidane. For me, one of the greatest footballers to walk this earth. I'm a huge football lover, as you all know, or for some of you, soccer, depending on what part of the world you're listening. And I love that quote. I love it because it's a quote based on perspective. And why is perspective important today? Because 2021 is almost over. Right now, I'm sitting in my nephew's bedroom recording this podcast. I decided to finally, given all the challenges of the pandemic's delivered for us this year, I was finally able to jump on a plane and head away over the holiday period and spend it with my family, with my parents and my sister and my niece and nephews who I haven't seen for a while, and my kids. And it's amazing to be able to have a period of time off just to enjoy family time, enjoy the reason why we do what we do, yeah? The intrinsic motivator for me is family. The intrinsic motivator is being able to experience things with the people that I love. They're the things that drive us. They're the reasons why I get up sometimes at 2, 3 in the morning for certain meetings, depending on the meetings or who I'm having it with across the world. And why does that quote resonate with me today? And why am I talking about it on the final episode for the Sales IQ podcast for 2021? Because I don't think anybody could have planned or expected to go through what we've gone through the past. Now we're going into almost 2 years of this pandemic. And when we think we're out of it, all of a sudden, there's a new strain. The world is kind of at a new point of crisis. But perspective, it's what's going to be the difference for 2022. And that is one of the reasons why I used that quote today, is because for me, the planning that I've done over the past sort of 4 to 6 weeks, and you've heard me say this, goal setting for 2022 shouldn't be based on a resolution that you make this week. It should be based on reflecting on what's happened in 2021, really thinking about what you've achieved, and also reflecting on the things that you did well and the things that you want to improve on, or the opportunities that you want to work on in 2022. So whether you've done it or not, if you haven't gone through that point of goal setting for 2022, it's A-okay. Don't stress. You've still got a bit of time. But as we walk into 2022, we have an opportunity, that perspective. We have a perspective to look at things with an abundant mindset, or to look at things with a mindset of scarcity. And I personally, I've had a couple of, you know, I've nearly had over a week off, which has been amazing. Haven't really been online, haven't really done much work. Had a meeting here or there, but, you know, not to my usual standard. And I'm okay with it. I've earned the right to have a bit of time off. I've been hanging in the pool, been reading a book. I'm enjoying some downtime to recharge my batteries so that 2022, I can really tackle it with the right mindset, the right perspective that'll help me achieve the things that are important to me. And this is the thing. It's all about doing things that are important to you. And you heard me say it before about those intrinsic motivators. Any goal that you set for 2022, any task of significance that you want to tackle, has to have some form of intrinsic motivation to drive you. Because if there isn't an intrinsic motivator, if there's nothing of depth that's sitting underneath that goal, then it's going to be built on a shaky foundation. And that's when goals or resolutions often fail. And this is an episode not about resolutions. This is an episode about the perspective that we are taking into the new year that's going to allow us to spring. The foundation, as solid as it is, it's going to be a spring for you to elevate yourself to be the best you can be. And that is why for me, I've got some books. I'm enjoying reading some books. I'm enjoying spending time with my kids. I'm enjoying disconnecting from the hustle, from the busyness that comes with working in any high performance role. But I consider myself a high performer. And that is why my absolute focus for 2022 is mindset. We cannot control the things that are happening in the world right now. There are so many things and they're going to continue to evolve and continue to adapt and shift and change and pivot, etc. The one thing that we can, absolute thing that we can control is our mindset and our perspective. And even filtering out the stuff that can impact the way we look at things, shutting off information that could turn our mindset from a positive to a negative, ensuring we surround ourselves with the right people that are going to lift ourselves up to be the best we can be, getting the right books in place, looking at the right courses, spending time on Netflix when you need to spend time on Netflix, exercising, all the things that make up who we are, making sure that we have got a balanced focus. And this is not about work-life balance by any means. This is just about realizing that, hey, my circle of control is made up of multiple things. And I need to know what those multiple things are in order to get the circle of control to really allow me to be the best I can be. And reflecting, going, are my days driven by other people? Do I have a reactive way to the way that I manage my days, or am I proactive? Because again, this is the opportunity that we have in front of us. Doesn't matter how good we get at that circle of control, there's always elements of opportunity. There's always elements where we can improve on that. And that's what's great about the ticking over 1 year to a new one. That perspective that you bring into it is that fresh opportunity for you to capitalize on what's in front of us today. And that's for me, again, I'm going to repeat that that's my absolute relentless focus. Yes, I've got some, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals for 2022, massive ones that if you told me a few years ago would have scared the absolute bejesus out of me. But I'm embracing it. I'm encouraged. I'm really empowered by the goals that I've set. But more importantly, the one key defining metric is, am I becoming a better person during 2022? How am I helping people? How am I doing something in a positive way for the world so that I can leave some sort of positive mark on the world? And this is not kind of going into that, I want to change the world type of story, but there is more. We've learned in the last couple of years, there is more than a sale. I love selling. I love everything about selling. I love everything about marketing. I love everything about people and learning. But I think the one thing that I've learned is, you know what, we've got to leave the place a little bit better than when we arrived into it. And that can only happen in the circle that I can control. And I have a goal around that. I have a specific goal around that, a program that I'm putting together next year for people that aren't as fortunate as us. You know, just like Zinedine Zidane said, there are people out there that are not as fortunate. And this is a perspective that I want us to bring into 2022. I'm bringing into 2022. And so I'm excited by what 2022 brings. I've got this energy about me and I'm taking this time to really recharge my battery. I'm heading over next week up to another part of Queensland. I'm in northern Queensland right now. I'm going to drive to a beach. I'm going to jump into the beach with my kids. I'm going to see my best mate and his family. Our incredible podcast producer, the man that makes this podcast so special, going to be hanging out with him and his family because he moved to Queensland. And this is what it's all about. This is absolutely what it's all about. So this podcast today, there is no skill, there is no tactic that I'm talking about. It is fundamentally something that I'm just some words that I'm bringing to you to say, hey, 2021 was an incredible year. Regardless if you met your goals or not, it was an incredible year. You've arrived at a point where you're resetting your objectives. And you're going to be tackling 2022 with every best intention. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already looking to improve oneself. You're already looking for that little slight edge. And so for that, you should be incredibly proud. But the one thing that I do want to say to all of you is I'm incredibly humbled and I'm really grateful to be able to have a platform to share some of my ideas, to share some of the things that I think about when it comes to the world of selling and personal development. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me this platform. 2022 is going to be shaping up. It's our fourth year as a podcast. It's going to be shaping up to our biggest year yet. We have a whole range of initiatives that we're going to be launching to give you the best platform to be the best you can be. So I just want to say thanks for allowing me the platform to talk to you pretty much each and every week on the journey that I am, because this journey that I'm on, being the best I can be, I'm sharing with you all each and every day. So I just want to say thank you very much. I hope you've had an incredible holiday period. Christmas was one filled with abundance and love with your families. I hope that as you wrap up 2021, you really look at things with a fresh perspective on what's possible in 2022. And don't limit the opportunities that sit in front of you with some sort of ceiling of, it can't be done. Take and look at 2022 with a mindset of anything's possible. Everything is possible. I am good enough to achieve anything that I desire, and that the world is a place full of abundance. And I just want to say thank you. I hope you have a safe celebration with whoever you choose to celebrate, ticking over the clock from 2021 to 2022. And I can't wait to share another incredible year with you all on the Sales IQ podcast.